أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أما بعد فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المتين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونفس من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون مؤمنين we are witnessing شام غريبة the night of those who have become destitute. We are sitting in the dark. The lights have been closed. And we sit in the dark because the lights of the house of Fatima have been taken away. There is no light in the house of Fatima. The lights that enlighten the house, they had names. There was a light that was called Qasim. There's a light that was called Ali Akbar. There's a light that was called Aun. There's a light that was called Muhammad. There's a light that was called Abbas. And there was a light that was called Hussein. These lights have been taken away from the house. And now the house of Fatima is dark. After Hussein was killed, after Imam Hussein was shaheed. Now you see, what was feared by everyone took place. The army, as soon as they saw that Hussein's head had been cut off, and it was raised on the spear, as soon as the head of Hussein was raised on the spear, we see that the army, the men in the army turned their attention towards the tents of Hussein. They looked at the tents of Hussein and said, go and steal the house of Fatima and Ali. Everyone started racing towards the tents. They started running towards the tents. When Fizza saw the army running, she came and told Zainab that, Zainab, these people are coming towards the tents. Zainab gathered all the women together so that they would not be afraid and they wouldn't fear these men that they are coming together. As these men came inside the tents, the house of Rasulullah and the hurmat of the house of Rasulullah is now being taken away. The hurmat is now being ripped away, and now these men come inside the tents of Ahlul Bayt and they start taking their things and the things that they have been. And Zainab, when she looked at this, she said, what are you taking? These are the leftovers of Ali and Fatima. These are the leftovers of the house of Rasulullah. do not take these. These are the heirlooms of the house of Ahlul Bayt. But they took all the stuff that was there and they started taking that stuff. There were some who went, and the women, they were so afraid. They gathered together and they were looking at these men, and as these men came to take the stuff, they ripped, they stole all the things. They robbed all the house. As they robbed all the house, you see, and they went from one tent to another, they went to rob all the places. When the whole tents were scavenged and everything was taken away from them, now they started to burn the tents. They said, go and burn these tents. And the tents were being burned. And now you see the woman of Ahlul Bayt, these children, all of them were going from one tent to another tent, running from one tent to another tent. And these tents were being burned behind them until they came to the last tent in which Imam Zainul Abidin was sitting. And Imam Zainul Abidin was there. And when Imam Zainul Abidin, he was in the last tent, and the tents were being burned, and the last tent was now being torched, Zainab asked Imam, Mom, what should we do? Wake up my son. Tell us, what should we do? Should we stay here and burn and die? Or should we go out into the battlefield? You tell us what to do. This is Imam who woke up and he gave his first hukum as the Imam of the time. In what circumstances he opened his imamat? He said, it is wajib for us to save our lives. And they all now, the haram of Rasulullah, ran outside the tent into the battlefield of Karbala. All the children ran out, and everyone ran out. Now the haram of Rasulullah is outside in the desert of Karbala, and all these tents are being burned. But you see, Hamid ibn Muslim says that there was one time when he was arrested by Mukhtar. He was arrested by Mukhtar because he was the official writer for Ibn Ziyad. His job was to write what was going on. He was arrested by Mukhtar, and Mukhtar had asked him, now tell me, Hamid, why should I kill you? He said, listen, I was there and I tried my best to support Ahlul Bayt. However much I can, I tried to support them. He says, tell me, what did you do? He said, all the tents were being burned, and I saw one burning tent, and I saw this lady going inside the tent, burning tent, coming outside, going inside, coming outside. I went close to her to see what is going on, and I saw that this is Zainab, the daughter of Ali, and she went inside the tent, and she was carrying